What would you do if your sales dropped suddenly? So the big question is, how are entrepreneurs like us who have too much to do and too little time able to build both the business and the life of our dreams? That's the question. And on this podcast, we'll explore the journey to the answer. My name is Brett Ingram, entrepreneur and award-winning product creator. I chose to build a business and have a time for a personal life, and I want to help you do the same. Welcome to Optimize. So it's not something anyone ever wants to think about, right? If we are entrepreneurs, if we're business owners, we all hope that kind of situation will never happen to us. We all hope that if everything's going along really well, it'll continue to do that, and that the way it's always been will be the way it always has, will always be, and everything else. But the fact of the matter is, we live in reality, and in reality, we're in a very volatile time right now economically. And so maybe you've been in a situation where since you've started your business, you've experienced ups and downs or ebbs and flows in terms of revenue, sales, marketing efforts with mixed results. Maybe not. It depends on your personal experience. When I started out, initially everything for me was going really well, and I felt as though the sky was the limit. And so my whole perspective was just on possibility. My whole perspective was based on how high could I grow this, how fast. And I never even contemplated the fact that there could be downturns or times where it wasn't. So in light of that, depending on what your experience has been, maybe this is something that you've thought about and maybe it's not. Maybe it's something you've already had to work through and maybe it's not. But the question is, regardless of your current situation, what would you do if your sales dropped suddenly? Do you know? Do you have a plan? Have you been through it before? This actually did happen to me, and it was really unexpected, and I was totally unprepared. So basically, here's what happened. One of the elements of my business is email marketing, and it's a pretty big part of what I do. And so I was routinely sending out messages, and I had been doing this for years. So I built a list, and my list is comprised of customers. They're all people that have actually purchased from me. They bought my software products. And so they know me. They know the kind of stuff that I offer. And so it was a very reliable, very dependable sort of way where I could recommend the partners' products as an affiliate and stuff like that. I could recommend my own things to generate more sales and things like that. And it was something that I could always count on because the sun coming up in the morning and going down at night, I had a list. I had the ability to mail that list, and I had customers that were happy with my products, so they were happy to purchase other things that they also thought they could get value from if I recommended those. And so everything was fantastic, and it went that way for years. And there were always some minor fluctuations. If we ran through a period of product launches where some of the products weren't as good, or they weren't as effective, or maybe just not as desirable for the market. Maybe there was a weak period of time where the sales would dip a little bit. Sometimes when things were really good, the sales would spike a little bit, but it was always pretty reliable over time. If I looked at it on a chart and I did it month by month, it was pretty reliable, just like clockwork, that I was going to be able to continue to send out mails and I was going to be able to continue to make affiliate commissions and additional sales doing that. And then what happened was, it was literally almost overnight, maybe not exactly, but in the course of a couple of days, I noticed that all of a sudden my opens on a bunch of my mails rates had literally plummeted. I was going from, 35, 40% opens down to 12, 13, 14%. And again, if it happens to you once, if it happened to me like on one given email, maybe that was a bad one. Maybe some spam filter trapped it. Maybe it was something people weren't interested in, so they just didn't open that mail. I had a bad subject line, whatever. But it started to happen day after day. And in kind, the clicks went way down because obviously if fewer people are seeing it, you're going to get fewer clicks. And so the clicks went down, but they even went down probably a larger percentage than just the average scaling it downward. Obviously, as a result, the sales went down as well, and it ground to almost a halt. And it was actually shocking because it was so sudden. it wasn't a gradual thing where I could see it, plan for it, and make any sort of adjustments. And it wasn't something where a drop by 10 or 15%, it's uncomfortable, it's annoying, but whatever, we'll work it back up. We'll do another product launch, and then I'll add new subscribers to the list. And sometimes when you refresh a list and you get new people on it, they're more excited, so they click and open and everything else. That really wasn't the situation. It was something that I wasn't able to troubleshoot or pinpoint what was going on right away. And so the initial thing when you're in that situation, when I was in that situation, was fear. It was anxiety. It was a little bit of panic. But the first day you think, this is no big deal. Tomorrow it'll be fine. The next day you think, oh, after enough of these days go by and you realize it isn't changing, and then you go back and you look at everything, my messaging looks the same. My links look the same. So I had to learn a little bit about email marketing to figure out what was going on to be able to diagnose it. So part of it was my own ignorance. I didn't know everything about that particular marketing method. Once I started to dig in, I realized that some of the things that were going on were issues that I could have prevented and or resolved. Others were not. But basically, so that's what happened. And my initial sense of it, after going through this for a few weeks at a time and realizing it wasn't rebounding, was the emotional element of it, right? So it's the fear, it's the panic, it's the anxiety about what do I do? What's happening? Why is this happening? I don't know how do I get out of it? And so it's very emotional. And when you're in that sort of state, it makes it very hard to think clearly. And so the challenge with that is that it's very easy to panic, and then that shuts us down. Our ability to think, our ability to analyze, our ability to be productive, be creative, and be troubleshooting problem solvers all gets shrunk down to that sort of fight or flight instinct, and we're not able to think clearly. And that was the initial thing, but I ultimately knew in my heart the only way that I could do this was to fix it. I had to find a way to resolve it because I didn't have any other options at the time. So what I did was I stepped back from it a little bit and I said, okay, I've got to analyze what it is that actually happened. And I have to think about this in a factual way. I need to stop being emotional about looking at the clicks being so low each time, hoping each time when I click send, that one will be better, only to see that it's not. And so that element of it is very real. And it's very difficult in the moment, especially if you're alone, to try to navigate that and figure it out. But what I ended up doing was stepping back from it. You got to just look at it from an analytical standpoint, as though you're a consultant being brought in to solve someone else's problem, right? So we're not as close to it. We're not as personally attached to it. But then we're able to use our creativity. We're able to use our ingenuity, our experience, and our skills and guile and all that other stuff to be able to come up with a solution that's going to work. So when I started to dig into it, what I found was a couple of my lists had actually been blacklisted. So the domains that I was sending directly from, for whatever reason, had ended up on a blacklist. And so that was an explanation for why a couple of them actually started to go down and weren't able to be resolved. I also found one of my email providers actually shut me down. And so that was an issue as well. And what made it worse is they wouldn't tell me why. They said that they had received some kind of issue from somebody, yet my reputation metrics were 99%. My spam rate was really low, and my deliverability was really high with bounce rate really low. So that one was the most difficult one to solve because I wasn't able to even determine who had flagged it as a problem, but I just knew that the provider had shut me down. And so as I started to dig into this, what I ended up doing was learning exactly how email marketing works, because I figured if I could understand how it works and we can go from setting things up the right way to sending them out the right way to doing all this stuff and making sure everything's optimized, at least I can do all the things that are in my control to be able to resolve it. And so systematically I went and I figured out, okay, so if you're on a blacklist, and I found that just using a free tool, MX Toolbox. And you type in your domain or your IP. And what I discovered was that you can get your domain blacklisted, but you can also get the IP that you're sending from blacklisted. So sometimes your domain is fine, but if you're using a third-party sending tool, those IP addresses they're sending from, if they're using them for multiple clients, if someone is sending spam, it can get you all blacklisted. So I had a mix of issues. And once I figured it all out, I was able to realize it wasn't even really my domains. One of the senders that I was using was getting all of my stuff dinged because the IPs they were using to send the mail were had such a bad reputation that the stuff wasn't getting delivered. So I had one thing shut down. I had another one that wasn't really delivering. And then I had a couple of other small domain deliverability issues. Once I realized that, then I needed to figure out, okay, how do I solve it? I've analyzed and I've figured out what the problem is. How do I get off a blacklist? And so there's a number of different ways, but I figured out, how do you get off of that? And I realized I needed to change email providers, or I needed to get a dedicated IP address to resolve that issue, because there's no way I can change the IP address if it isn't my own. So if I'm using a third-party provider, I need to switch providers, or I need to get a dedicated IP where only my mail is being sent on it. So that way I know it's not going to get blacklisted because I'm not sending spam. And so by doing that, I was able to systematically solve the problem one step at a time. And it took time. It's not something with email marketing that you can solve overnight. It's something that you need to make the changes, and then there's a delayed effect, and then it starts to work itself back. And I was actually able to even get my email restored from the one provider by going through the steps that they gave me. When they sent me an email saying that they had suspended the account, my initial thing was, again, it was just panic. And so I didn't read it clearly, and I didn't go through it to see, can I resolve this? I just assumed, oh, that one's shut down. Once I stepped back from it and I started to get more analytical about it, I went back in and I looked at it and I read it, and I said, oh, okay, they want these four pieces of information, and then they want an explanation of this. And then we went back and forth, and then they came back with something else. But I worked with them instead of getting angry or defensive or whatever else. I worked with them. I got it resolved and restored and back to normal. And the blessing out of all this is that I ultimately figured out exactly how email marketing works. So instead of going out there flying blindly, I didn't realize that I was doing that, but I was sending stuff out. And once I learned how all that stuff works, I set everything up in an optimal way. And then just recently, there was a new update rolled out by Gmail and Hotmail. And they said lots of email providers are all of a sudden going to find their emails aren't being delivered anymore. Knock on wood, that hasn't happened to me, because I've already optimized all of my accounts. And so ultimately, the great thing about it is that's what I did. And I was able to come out of it even stronger. So throughout that process, it doesn't matter whether or not you're in the business of doing email marketing, whether you're doing e-commerce, whether you're doing software, product launches, whether you're doing like crypto, it doesn't really matter. What matters is that no matter what you're doing, there is an element of uncertainty, there's an element of risk, whether or not we recognize it or not. We never know what's around the corner. Just ask anybody whose business was shut down when COVID hit. If you had any sort of in-person business, it doesn't matter how good your customer reviews were. It doesn't matter how good your reputation was. It doesn't matter how good your services or products were. You were shut down. Unless it was something where you could deliver, or something else where you could do it hands-free, ultimately those businesses were shut down to no fault of their own. So there are some things that we can control and we can foresee. There are some things that we can't. But here's what I learned by going through this entire process. First off, hoping or pretending that it won't happen is not helpful and actually dangerous. If you play like an ostrich and you bury your head in the sand, like the old cartoon, was it Bugs Bunny or something? And you put your head in the sand so you can't see what's going on, that doesn't make you safe. What it makes you is blind. And so the fact of the matter is, then if something does happen, you're even less prepared to be able to handle it. Nobody wants to deal with how uncomfortable it is to consider, what would I do tomorrow if my sales dried up? At the same time, it's something that it's a reality that if we're a business owner and we rely on the income that our business generates, it's a reality that we have to be able to cope with. It's a reality that we have to be able to face, and it's better to do it up front, right? It's like medicine. If you have a health issue, trying to ignore it and thinking it's going to go away, all that does 99 out of 100 times is make it worse. Nobody wants a bad diagnosis, but if we go in and we get that, at least we have a chance to try to minimize what the effects are going to be and be able to come out of it as best as we possibly can. So pretending it won't happen is not a strategy, and it's actually dangerous. The second thing that I learned is that in the moment, the most important thing, and it's very hard, but it's to be able to step back, relax, breathe, and analyze, right? We have to remove the emotion from it. We have to be able to step back from it, look at it as though it's somebody else's problem, so we can look at it objectively and we can analyze it. Because when we're in an emotional state, we're not going to be productive or effective. When we're in an analytical state, we are. Now we're going to be able to look at things, we're going to be able to use that ingenuity and problem solving that we're great at as entrepreneurs to begin with. And we're going to be able to employ our full skill set by doing that. The other thing that I learned about that is that we have to fight against being emotional. It's very difficult, particularly in the heat of the moment. And it's very hard sometimes to be able to think about or escape the fact that, oh, I feel like the sky is falling. But we have to be able to focus on being logical and methodical. So if we need to live in that sort of anxiety and fear for a few minutes or whatever, drink it in, whatever, that is what it is, then we need to switch gears, turn our hat around, and look in the mirror and be like, okay, now it's time to get focused, get logical, and get methodical. The next thing is we have to look at facts and not assumptions. Our minds play tricks on us. So if we are in a situation where things are going badly, what we naturally do is extrapolate out and assume that, oh no, what if this continues for the next month, 6 months, year, 2 years, what am I going to do? And that isn't helpful. Okay, all that does is create more anxiety and heap more problem on top of it. We have to actually separate the assumptions and what we're fearful will happen from the actual facts. What actually happened? What is actually happening? And what can be done about that? The next thing that we need to do is decide what the smartest course of action is. Once we've done our analysis and we realize, like I did with the email, and I realize, okay, I've identified 3 or 4 problems here that are actual problems that are contributing to this. They may not solve everything, but they're certainly not helping and they're definitely hurting. So let's get those resolved first. So we have to decide what the smartest course or courses of action are. Once we've decided that, then we flip and we make an action plan with steps that are written out. And we want to keep those, it doesn't need to be extensive. We only need to start with the beginning of what the action plan is. But the most important thing is to write it out, keep the steps small. So that way we get easy wins. If the first step is something that's going to take 3 weeks to implement, we're going to be discouraged from day one. And every day when we wake up, it's going to be hard to get back at it. If we have these 5 or 6 little steps that we can knock out in a day or in an hour or whatever, it starts to make us feel good because we're moving forward. We're moving toward the solution. So keep the steps small so we get some easy wins. And then we need to execute on that. The most important thing once we've got our plan is to get moving. The faster we get moving, the faster we start to get those small wins, and that builds momentum. And once we start to build that momentum, it builds some confidence. And once we start to have more confidence, that naturally quiets our fear and anxiety. And we start to shift from scared and fearful and everything else and panicky to productive, confident, feeling like I can do this. And that's the way that we shift that, by getting those small wins and moving forward. Then, and this is equally important, we need to monitor and adjust to work through it. Just because we're taking some small steps doesn't mean they're all going to be the right ones and doesn't mean they're all going to solve the problem. But if we start to take those steps and then we keep our head up and let's see what results are we getting? Are we getting closer to the goal, further from it, right? What's happening? Monitor and adjust. Add in new steps, take steps out, adjust the plan so we keep moving toward that target. And then eventually, once we break through it, what we want to do is be proactive and protect ourselves against it ever happening again. Once I solved the problem, I didn't say, okay, now it's working again, I'm good. I learned all the rest that I needed to learn about how email marketing works, and I proactively went in and optimized every one of my accounts. So that way, not only was I protected against what already happened and happening again, but hopefully a little future-proof that, as it turned out, at least again, knock on wood, with this new update that just came out a few weeks ago, so far I haven't had any issues with that because I already had the steps in place to be compliant for all that stuff. And then we want to make a contingency plan or diversify proactively in advance. If we make it through the issue, and it's easy then to exhale and relax again because the pressure and stress is gone. It's very important in that moment to then make the contingency plan and diversify. Do that proactively in advance before it ever happens again. So this way we're already protected before it ever happens. These are the takeaways that I got from working through a really tough situation, an existentially fearful situation in terms of business. And it ultimately, the only way to get past the problem is through it. So lean in, put on your problem solving, I'm a rock star hat, and get it done, because that's the only way to make it happen. So the takeaway here is that no one wants to experience the shock, fear, or anxiety that comes with a sudden drop in sales or revenue. But as we all learn at one time or another, we don't always have control over everything. And sometimes bad stuff happens that affects us and our business. By thinking it through in advance, we have a chance to create a contingency plan and diversify our marketing, sales, or income streams so we can minimize or offset the effect. When we take a proactive approach, we can put ourselves in the best position possible and stack the odds of success in our favor. Be sure to subscribe so you get every episode and share it with a friend. And until next time, remember, no matter what you want from your business and your life, don't compromise, optimize.